This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday Israel is keeping up its war in Gaza, but is also preparing for scenarios in other areas amid concern that Iran was preparing to strike Israel in response for the killing of senior Iranian commanders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Israel has not claimed the killings, but Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said on Wednesday Israel must be punished, and it shall be for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Iran was threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel, while Germany and Russia have both called on countries in the Middle East to show restraint. Tehran has avoided direct confrontation with Israel or the United States, with Iran-backed groups declaring support for the Palestinians, waging attacks from Lebanon, Yemen and Iraq. Most Israeli troops have pulled out of Gaza in preparation for an assault on the southern city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Ukraine's parliament has passed a controversial law to boost much-needed conscripts and fill army ranks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's parliament has passed a law that will govern how the country recruits new conscripts. Following months of delay and after thousands of amendments were submitted to water down the initial draft, lawmakers have dragged their feet over the law, which is expected to be unpopular. The move was spurred by a request from the military command under former army commander Valery Volozhny, who said Ukraine was in need of up to 500,000 new recruits to boost army ranks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For pictures, video stories and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. And for additional stories, 24 hours a day.